This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
Everything about your Christianity flows out of your belief in Jesus Christ, in who He is, what He is. You do understand that, I hope. Everything flows out of accepting and trusting and believing. What did Abraham have to believe? Well, you know the story of Abraham. This is fascinating. He's about 100 years old. His wife, I think, was in her 80s. And he's told by God, you're going to have a child. Anybody have trouble believing that if that happened to you in your 80s or you're nearing 100? Yeah, we would. Just as stunned. And yet Abraham, in his trust of the Lord, said, okay, God said I'm going to have a son, I'll have a son. God said I'm going to be a father of a great nation, I believe Him. God told Abraham, if you remember this as well, to move, pack up all his stuff and his household and family, and he said, I'm not going to tell you where you're going to go, just leave. Can you imagine renting a Ryder truck, loading all your stuff in a Ryder truck or a U-Haul and say, where are you going? We don't know. We're just going to get on the freeway and we're going to drive. That's what Abraham did in an even more dramatic way than that. And he took God at His word. And that's why I really personally believe that's why Abraham is the only person in the Bible that Isaiah 41:8 is the reference, by the way, for those of you that wondered about that, where the Lord says, Abraham is my friend. And he's the only person in Scripture that's referred to as a friend of God, has nothing to do with what he did, in my opinion, but everything in what he believed and the one He believed in. You can be a friend of God, I think, by saying, I believe God. I believe in His word. I trust Him. I want to give you a powerful illustration of trust. I heard a minister tell this story that it happened to him. He heard this person speak. He said he heard a missionary speak who told one of the most powerful stories about faith in God that he'd ever heard. A woman who was a missionary 30-some years ago left this country on a ship for the mission field, and one of her friends or relatives, as she was boarding the ship to go on the mission field, dedicating her life to full-time Christian service, handed her a stuffed envelope, sealed envelope, and gave her these instructions. Whatever, and let's pick a name out of that. Jane, if you ever get to the place when you have nothing left and there's no support, there's you're just at the end of your rope in the country you're going, I want you to open that envelope, and I want you to just, you know, use what's there. And just keep it, but keep it for a dire emergency when you have nothing, and it's an emergency situation. This minister that I know who heard her speak 30 years after that story, and she's giving her talk about her time in the mission field, and she holds up the envelope and says, I've never opened the envelope. I have never opened the envelope. I'm the kind of guy that would have opened it getting on the boat, you know. Let's see what's in there. But she never opened the envelope. And here's what the minister said. That envelope for her became a symbol of her trust in God. Do you have anything in your house that's a symbol of your family's trust for the Lord? You say, well, what could it possibly be? Is there a piece of furniture in your house that maybe somebody provided for you when you were first married and you didn't have a dime to buy any furniture, but somebody provided that couch? Somebody provided that chair? Somebody provided that bookcase or hutch, whatever the case may be? I think all of us need to have something, if possible, that we can point to and say, there's the provision of God.
Well, this message from Romans 4, talking about Abraham believing God, will continue tomorrow, exactly where we leave off today. The importance of believing God, taking God at His word. That's tomorrow on Cross Hope, same time, same place.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.